From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Catskill Planning Board Chairman Joseph Izzo said the Catskill Planning Board could vote November 5th on a proposed battery storage project. The proposal, made by GlidePath, was the subject of a recent public hearing. GlidePath is an Illinois-based alternative energy company, and it is seeking a permit to site 40 battery storage containers on 10 acres near the intersection of Route 9W and Route 23. The lithium-ion batteries will supply 20 megawatts of power. The batteries will be monitored 24/7 by the company, and they are always charging or discharging. Izzo is unsure if any special conditions will be placed on the project. Any special conditions will be discussed by the board and voted on before the project as a whole is decided. GlidePath Director of Development Aaron Hazen said last month, battery storage projects are a critical aspect to meeting Governor Andrew Cuomo's goal of the state becoming 50% to 70% dependent on renewable energy by 2030. Hazen said, and I quote, "This is a chance for Catskill to be leading the way," end quote. GlidePath has battery storage projects in Illinois and Pennsylvania and one under construction in Texas. If the project is approved, GlidePath hopes to begin construction in 2021. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Hudson Board of Education at two recent meetings discussed implementation of the Advanced Via Individual Determination, or AVID, college preparation technique being utilized in the district. AVID has now reached all fifth graders and a group of seventh graders this year. Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer said, with AVID, and I quote, "Teachers can still teach in their individual way, but the material is the same," end quote, across grade levels. All students get lessons in the same skills, knowledge, and organizational techniques. AVID students in all grades have a loose-leaf binder organized the same way with the same color tab for each subject. The binders are checked and graded once a week. The district has enrolled the help of 11th and 12th grade students to help individual 7th graders in the AVID program with academic problems twice a week. Mark Brenneman, principal of Montgomery C. Smith Elementary School, said that AVID, and I quote, "brings us together as a district," end quote, with the same expectation in all classes. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Vivian Wang is reporting for the New York Times on the latest installment of the battle over third parties in New York. Jay Jacobs, the chairman of the state Democratic Party, recently disclosed a plan that would essentially neuter the power of most third parties by increasing the number of votes that a party needs in order to guarantee a place on the ballot in the next election. Currently, 50,000 votes are required for a party's gubernatorial candidate to qualify for a place on the ballot. Jacobs is now proposing that number be increased to 250,000. Nearly every minor party has fallen short of collecting 250,000 votes, Wang writes, including the Working Families Party. Only the Conservative Party has been able to surpass the 250,000 vote mark in recent years. Under Jacobs' rule, a candidate would be able to run on both the conservative and Republican lines, while a liberal candidate would have only the Democratic line available. Jacobs, an Andrew Cuomo appointee, said that his proposal was intended to reduce voter confusion and rooting out corruption among fake parties that trade ballot lines for political favors. Over the past few months, Jacobs has all but declared war on third parties, advancing multiple proposals to ban them. The dispute is also the most recent front in the feud between Cuomo and leftist activists and politicians who characterize the governor and his allies as centrist. And you can read the full story in the New York Times. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential that beginning next year, state chartered banks will be required to promote New York's consumer hotline number. The mandate was approved in June by state lawmakers and signed into law October 29th by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo. The law is specifically designed to provide an outlet for dissatisfied consumers to assist in situations where there is a language barrier. The requirement takes effect in 120 days. The toll-free consumer hotline is maintained by the State Department of Financial Services. And you can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.